Viral hemorrhagic septicemia has been limited to the eastern Great Lakes region, but now it's gotten into a 40-mile-long lake in Wisconsin. Lake Winnebago draws anglers from a wide area. Mike Schmall is a local tourism official. He says the fish-killing virus could be very disruptive.
There's numerous bait shops and numerous businesses that depend on the lake, and this is our summer leisure season when the boating season begins and when sport fishing begins.
Scientists say it appears to be impossible to get the virus out of infected waters, so natural resource officials are trying to stop VHS from being spread to more lakes and rivers in other states. It's not clear how VHS got into the U.S., though contaminated ballast water from international ships is one possibility. For the Environment Report, I'm Chuck Kornbach.